Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Cy Brown. Today is Monday, November 3rd, and y'all know what tomorrow is. Take your butt to the polls. I am such a cynic, and I'm one of those people that have been blogging and saying, you know what, even if he wins the popular vote, he can still lose the Electoral College. Yeah, well, even though deep down under a couple layers I probably believe that, just go vote. You know what I'm saying? Just it'll make you feel better. It'll make you feel better by the water cooler to say you've done the politically correct thing and voted. I mean, I live in Jersey. Y'all know I live in Jersey, right on the other side of the water. Been claiming New York for like since I was probably 14 because I lived there for a while. But above and beyond that, the state of New Jersey doesn't have early voting. So I will be at the polls. I think they open at like 7 or something like that. I don't even know. But anyway, I'll be there early. And I will be vlogging, which is video blogging, from the poll center where I live in my town in Jersey, and I will be uploading it to YouTube. Probably just going to camp out for a while. You know what's so funny? My husband mentioned the need for some type of a receipt. You know how – all right, let me get into this. I live in a metro area, and I know if you take the New Jersey Transit train, you can put your money in the machine, and it gives you out a little ticket. And then you stamp the ticket, so when you get on the train, the conductor knows you paid your fare. I'm sure they have that across every big city in America. Now, he said a while ago, wouldn't it be cool if you got a receipt for your vote? And so I said, well, yeah, I guess so, but, you know, it would be really hard to implement and this, that, and the third. But anyway, just think about it. How cool would that be that we actually got something tangible to substantiate the fact that we actually voted? So, maybe somebody out there is thinking about it. Maybe my husband will do it. Who knows? But the point is, that would be really good if we got some type of something. That way, if they pulled some shenanigans, we would have proof and validation that we did vote. But I have been sharing that. Watch that magic number of 270. Because even if Barack Obama wins the popular vote, he can still lose the election. So just be mindful, you know, just be vigilant. Kind of like when you go to a movie, like a black movie on the opening weekend, and they give you a ticket to like some other movie. I don't even want to start naming names because I don't want to get sued. But, you know, say you buy a ticket to go see Tyler Perry and you get a ticket for something else. It's that type of thing. So perhaps one day in our future we will be able to actually get, you know, some type of receipt, or our election system will be fair where people actually think it's one man, one vote, and that things go fairly. So we all pray for that day. I am super excited. I'm super excited. My book, Politics Remix, hits stores tomorrow. If you have not received a copy, a complimentary copy of the ebook, and you are a listener of this show, I think I hit up most people. I know I didn't hit True because I have to find your email, True. But anyway, I'll make sure you get a complimentary ebook copy. And actually, I'm working with this company right now, who I'm not going to name, to make it an interactive ebook. So for all of the facts that I give in the book, you'll be able to click the link and you can further research it. So I'm working on some really cool, technologically fun ways to bring you the knowledge and bring you the information about politics. So that's enough about that. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, because you can find out all the happenings and updates about politics and all that fun stuff. If you follow me on Twitter, just go to twitter.com/CyBrownMedia. That way you can follow me and just see what I'm talking about on Twitter, and check out a whole bunch of stuff during the course of the day. Lastly, yes. Don't forget to join the Life Remix social network, because that way we can continue the chat room at the end of the day. At the end of the show, I don't have to worry about keeping the chat room open. We can just, you know, just keep chatting away. So I'm really excited about that. Now, just, you know, I had a great weekend. I rebraided my son's hair, as if you guys probably like Psy. Oh, well. But that, I started at 1:15 yesterday. I took all of his braids out. His name is Miles. He's 14 and in the 10th grade and thinks he's like the cutest thing in the world. But I unbraided Miles' hair, washed it, greased it. Yes, we still use grease. And by the time we finished, it was like 6 o'clock or 6:30 because, you know, I'm not like a braider. I have two boys. I just had to throw it back in two braids with that classic part down the middle because I was braiding forever and ever and ever, and I just got tired. So that's how I spent my Sunday. I hope everybody had a super, 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 super weekend. I have a great show prepared for us today. I have an even better show prepared for us tomorrow. You know, you all know on Friday we were talking about black men and getting them to stand up and the impact that hip-hop was having on our black men. And then on Saturday morning, I was on Pastor Montan McDonald's show, radio show, along with Tiffany, and we were talking about hip-hop in the church and does hip-hop have a role to play in the church. And just by virtue of the names of my book, people think that I am implicitly endorsing hip-hop in the church, which I am not. So based on those two shows, Friday and Saturday, I decided to switch things up for today's show. That's the coolest thing about me producing the show. I just wanted to take us back and have a great, 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 great fun and exciting show and something to lead us into tomorrow's show, which I can't tell you until tomorrow. But just take a listen to this, sit back at your desk, and just hang out with me today and have a great, great, great Monday, everybody.
One minute rhymes that don't come out right. They bite. They never write. That's not polite. Am I lying? No, you're quite right. Well, tonight, on this very mic, you're about to hear, we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So, cheerio, yell, scream, bravo. Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
This is my version of the Nobel Peace Prize. That's why I'm coming out my face like this. Far as negativity, you never get this. Good weather for you, nobody would know. That's why this is Simple for the Radio.
Cause radio will last to infinity, as long as my name is to be
A-I-Z, ever the A-R-K, and I'm here to say, number one entertainment source in it like USA, cause if it wasn't for you, nobody would know, that's why I'm just jumping for the radio. Of just the beginning of hip hop on the radio and it's never ending story and fighting just to get the right and have our respect on the station after fighting. In about 2 years I will be a superstar, be able to buy anything I want, even a car, cause if it wasn't for you nobody would know, that's why this is done for the radio. You know, I just like to say it like this.
Everybody who's tuning in, we never, ever, ever have music on the show. Y'all just hear me talk with a bunch of guests about living successfully. But you know what? After Friday's show about black men and some people were kind of talking about rap in a bad way, I am just such a hip-hop head, and I'm not turning my back on hip-hop. Remember when we had Amy from The Source on a couple of weeks ago? That she's the new general manager of The Source magazine. And I said to her, I want The Source to help me fall in love again, fall in love with hip-hop again. And she was like, well, I never fell out of love. And I kind of felt bad, but it has gotten to a point where I can't justify and explain the BET Hip-Hop Awards anymore. Not to denigrate them. I'm sure they're doing a service to somebody. But what happened to people that are over, like, 30 or even 35? Like, have we just totally fallen off the map? So Saturday I was on Pastor Montan McDonald's show. We were talking about hip-hop and the church. So I just said, you know what, I'm going to shake things up a bit, and I'm going to do a whole full hour of nothing but old-school hip-hop music. How about this one, everybody? Tell
make,
me
make,
if you
make,
remember
make this. Clap to
this. To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. I don't
Bug out a pill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to bill. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance with this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If you bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix his fingertips. So I'm on my tooth, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut will make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Erupting just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rock Kim. Make a clap to this. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude. You need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on a couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy. You must be crazy. Thought I was a donut. You tried to glaze me.
Better. her to enter. Rhythm discretion's not divine, so there's no need to censor. Kiss wanna peep it, but you wanna beep it. What? I feel like slapping a sticker on your
chill, say quiet.
Two magical rhymes are too tragical for any source to stop. Came from getting capital. If I thought sticking me was dissing me, man, don't you know that this would be worse than Stephen King's misery? So clean off of vanity, stealing it all to man to be. Rocking any microphone you hand to me. So heavy D, I'm about to disperse to kick another verse. And don't forget not to curse. Hey, yo, Big Daddy, check this out. I'm about to do some old slide, slick, smooth, on the trick tip stuff. I'ma bring my little cousin, the producer of this joint. His name is DJ Pete Rock, definitely part of one of the family. You know what I'm saying, Jay? And he about to flex on his head, mic and get busy like a big cousin. You know what I'm saying? Check it. Big Rock can't get hurt, but don't curse.
God bless. But I can't mess around with the curses, so I'ma kick verses or a verse. Soul brother number one here to kick back. Smoke the microphone and produce crazy tracks. Yo, I'm a bad bro, let's start the flow. I'ma kick rhymes till it's time for me to go. I can't curse cause Heavy D said so. Now I'ma get back to the subject, get wrecked. If you think I'm bluffing, just check with the crew. P-Rock and CL Smooth, very down to earth. And we didn't have the curse.
Yeah, man, the abstract poet. She's sick from a charcoal quench, it's a wreck. You know what I'm saying? Got my man Pete Rock, my man D in the house. And we're definitely chilling on a lifted tip. So bust the shit out. Flim, flam, flim, lick my big black stuff. Must I kick a curse to be rough enough? You can put the sticker where the sun don't shine. So back off and let me get mine. Visions in my head, one is dealing with hits. If I have four girls, then I'll lick face hits. Wait, don't wanna hear no drama, cause the bum diddly head is a favorite of my mama's. So I'll blew out and get mad lifted. Don't have to stay up to show that I'm gifted. God bless me, cause I reached my 21st. FD, don't drop a curse.
I'm talking about a verse without a curse, that's how I reach ya. I can rock a party without a swear or a harsh verb. Bad words, no curse words, Heavy D prefers no swing. Swing to the soul, be clean rhythm. Before I say goodbye, let me tell you how I hit him. CLP, Rock G, Rap Maxwell, Big Daddy Q, Tip, and me as well. Down to say peace, thank beat for the beat. This funky beat was made for the street. Notice how clean that we kept every verse, but if worse came to worst, we all could have cursed.
Contributions to this jam is confusing because I am Milk Beast. of the two. If you can dance, it's easy to do. This dance is on and on and on. Dance until your breath is gone.
Everybody, I'm just enjoying the show right now. The chat room is so active. I was hearing drop another song, but I couldn't do it. I have to read some of the stuff that's jumping off in the chat room. For everybody that's just listening, it's 12:30. We're halfway through the show today. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here on Life Remix Radio. We had a great show on Friday talking about black man hip-hop, and it kind of took a negative turn. So I was like, you know what, I have to do something to defend hip-hop. And so I took it to the crates. Well, not me, but my producer, DeJuan. Well, he's the engineer, actually. He hooked this up for me. True View in Cali said, Cy, I feel you. I should be working, but I enjoyed a real throwback. I mean, he's in California, so you know it's only 9:32 in the morning right there. Dropping C said he loves Special Ed. So underrated. Yes, I'm a Special Ed fan, too. I'm trying to get him on the show tomorrow. I'm hoping we can make that happen, him and a few others. I put in the chat room while some of the music was playing that I got an autograph from Big Daddy Kane when I was like 15 years old, and I think it's still at my mother's house in her attic. Everybody's talking about Q-Tip, the abstract. Q-Tip is actually on Twitter. So you can follow Q-Tip and what he's doing on Twitter. If you don't, if you want to know his handle on Twitter, I'll give it to you. I think it, I don't know. I think it's like Q_tip_the_abstract. Try that. Q_tip_the_abstract. And you can follow him. Also, Amir, Questlove from The Roots is on Twitter as well. A lot of people are on Twitter, so I follow them and get my latest about hip-hop. Just everybody send a prayer out to Shakir Stewart from Def Jam, who allegedly committed suicide this past weekend. Very, very sad news. And I put on Facebook that I've considered suicide several times, and I've written about my depression, and they said I was bipolar. That I don't agree with. But, you know, sometimes my highs get really high and my lows get really low, but I always just through time try to bring myself back to that middle balance. And I share this to be so honest and open. But when you see something like this where somebody kills themselves, that just means they felt that there's no hope left. And then some people in the chat room were a little salacious and adding details that they said he might have AIDS, he's gay. You know what? Doesn't matter. He's gone. I know KRS-One's stepson, Randy Parker, committed suicide in, I believe it was August of 2007. So, I mean, this is some serious stuff. And, you know, just because we're hip-hop and we have a good time and we're partying and enjoying life doesn't mean we don't have problems, too. So, you know, that's how that goes. But let me get back to the chat room. How Elegant came in the chat room rocking. She came in right when I threw on Audio 2 and MC Light with Top Villain. True said he was listening to Heavy D this weekend. We're just having a good Monday. Biomed, I see that you put the reverse diet, and are you kidding me, in the chat room. I will check that out because I shared with everybody I ate like a quarter of a sweet potato pie this morning. I think I have a problem. Me and just snacks and junk food, and it's really getting out of control. So before I balloon to like 300 pounds, I think I have to do something about it. Dropping C, you said you want some De La. Well, you know what? I'm getting ready to give you some De La. The only thing with this De La is that it is 7 minutes long, but here you go. This is just for you.
Listen to this disc jockey's introduction to Madhubani's Lazy Gargoyle.
When I see anybody, I would never half step. I just do her tribal style and then check. The body that I like is to be sexy and nice, just good enough for the one they call fight. A brown skinned buddy with shoulder length hair, nice firm breasts and a round area.
For the neck, I'm the keeper from a Tribe Called Quest. And if your quest for the body don't fess, if the Jimmy wants nothing but the best,
the best,
the best, let's stick out the Jimmy and see what we can catch. Next won't be needed unless
dancing on the dance floor. Girl, it's she that I adore. Step off stage, just scream for more. Native tongue, got rhymes galore. Snap my fingers, make your mind. If not, I'll snap a second time. After that, I guarantee you will be standing next to me.
Fly buddy,
buddy,
don't you know you make me go nutty,
nutty.
I'm so glad that you're not a buddy,
duddy,
duddy. Not too skinny and not too chubby,
chubby.
Soft like silly buddy, Miss Crabtree,
Crabtree.
I know that you're not mad at me, cause
at
I
me.
Told you that it was your buddy,
buddy.
That was making me ever so horny,
horny.
Jungleistically horny. I won't lie, I love D-U-D-D-Y, cause I never let it walk on by. When it comes to me and Jenny, I seem
very serious.
Like a pig tree, buddy is an act that occurs on the lift. When Jimmy and Jenny start shooting the gift, boy, let me get shot, I won't even riff.
On the dial, my buddy talks to me for a while. Plug two with the
into her chip.
On the A side of sometimes the flip. Word up, buddy is the bud to my daisy tree. And the looting to my do-ray me. And the pleaser to my man plug three.
Plug three is the whole company.
On out, never ever once selling out. My buddy tells me to
relock my soul,
keeping Jimmy in total control. Without buddy, I'd be on a roll.
Now as the lady, I thought the Jungle and Quest of Soul was just maybe. Give me the chance to say that I get crazy. Due to the fact I let buddy amaze me. As a matter of fact, it crazes me in many ways. I decided that it was time for mommy love to stay. So when it comes to the buddy, you know that I don't play.
From the soul, guess what we'll find? Whole lot of fun, lots of fun together, just like kissing cousins.
Yeah, that's kinda clever.
Close like bosoms, bosoms stay close if you be my buddy. I will toast that we're like Elphamos and Lucille McGillicuddy. You can be mine, and I can be your buddy.
The best buddies in evening wear. Long love unless you know
he's in there.
I feel sorry for those who pay a fare.
A fee,
word to the
G. I don't beg, I just tease my buddy with my right leg.
And then when it's ready, what's said,
his buddy is best in bed.
Word to the D. Buddy, buddy, told us all to get into a circle. Said the word because I won't hurt you. All I really wanna do is freak you.
You know what?
She freaked
out.
And then I watched, and then I checked my swatch to see the time. The tribe had phoned the buddy line, and that buddy was mine, oh my. Now when Quest, Jungle, and De La Soul is at the club, our ritual unfolds. Grab our bones and start swinging our hands.
Then Jimmy stop fucking every brand.
Does Jennifer just wanna stay aware? Yo, fella, should we keep her aware?
Here he comes now.
sounds fast, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know what to do about this body stuff, man. It's driving me blind, love. Where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good. There lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash. Robbing old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. You all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey, here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cops shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Yeah. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Saying they don't make them like this anymore. They definitely don't. The High Road said these are the good old days. Rebel Without a Pause. Yeah, you know, they don't. That's why I just said, you know what? I just want to hang out and have a good time with everybody on a Monday. No harm, no foul. Whether you're a pastor, you believe in the Lord, or you don't, this is definitely just a day for us to hang out, have a good time, listen to some music, shoot the breeze, remember the good old times. And it's not even the good old times because we're not even that old, but just remember a time when we could go to a club and hang out. I tell my kids, I lived in clubs from like 1985 to the early 90s. It was fun. Nobody went to get dressed up. Nobody went to take anybody home. Everybody went in. You sweat. You had an absolutely good time. You know, in the club, you just had some fun. And basically, that's what we did. We just did. I mean, well, that's what I did. I danced. I just had a good time hanging out in Latin quarters and all those fun places in New York City. So, I mean, I love my teenage years. Dropping C, who is a pastor, said he used to break dance. I'm not even going to say that. to go hang out and not get shot. I have some Biggie. I have some Pac. But I also have this. How about this,
make,
everybody?
Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
Hut, 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 hut. Dance, break, get out. bridge is over, the bridge is over. Bye-bye. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. Hey, hey, the bridge is over, the bridge is over. Bye-bye. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. You see me coming in the dance with the flipper sensei. Down with the sound called BDP. If you want to join the crew, well, you must see me. You can't sound like Shane or the one Marley. Because Shane and Marley Marlin, my rhyming like the gay. Picking up the mic on them, don't know what to say. Saying hip-hop started out in Queensbridge. Saying lines like that, man, you know them countless. So tell them again, me come to tell them again. Wah. Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Wah. Tell them again, me come to tell them. Manhattan keeps on making it, Brooklyn keeps on taking it, Bronx keeps creating it, and Queens keeps on faking it. Coming three different flavors. Pick any dick for the flavor that you savor. Mr. Magic Mike wished to come and try to save ya. But instead of helping you out, he wants the same thing I gave ya. I finally figured it out, a magic mouth is used for sucking. Roxanne Shantay is only good for steady fucking. Dizzy Shannon Molly Mall is really only bluffing. Like Dougie Fresh said, I tell you now you ain't nothing. Compared to Red Alert on Kiss and Boogie Down for Duffin. The E's in the one, I'm Mr. E's in the one. The KRS-One, you know them countless are done. Been moving over there and over here. This name of this routine is called Life Square, 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 Square. Ooh, what's the matter with your MC Marley Marl? Don't you know that he's out of touch? What's the matter with your DJ MC Shan on the wheels of steel? Marlin sucks. You better change what comes out your speaker. You're better off talking about the whack boomer sneaker. The Bronx created hip hop, Queens will only get dropped and still telling lies to me. Everybody talking about the Juice Crew funny, but you're still telling lies to me.
He's rocking in a cubicle, y'all. You all know KRS used to be my boss, actually. When I moved from New York down to Atlanta, he became my boss. So I have a special affinity for KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions, and that whole flavor. I mean, well, it's a dropping seed that KRS-One destroyed careers like no other. Shan was on milk cartons after their battle. I wish I was not in the library so I could rock this live. Everybody, I am having a blast hanging out with you here today on Life Remix Radio. It's your girl, Cy Brown. I'm going to see if I can get my computer to move a little faster just to see if I can add a couple more minutes to the show because we are having such a great time here this Monday morning. You know what? I think we have to do this every once in a while. We all get bogged down in our mommy duties and our daddy duties and everything that we're supposed to be doing to be a responsible citizen. And I think sometimes we just forget to have fun because that's what, you know, I'm reading the chat room. Everybody is having fun right now. Nobody's neglecting what they're supposed to be doing at work. Everybody's just having a good time. And is that not what it's all about? I think the coolest thing about me being on the air every day, I thank God every single day that I've got a job. And, yeah, this is my job. That I could talk to you guys and you guys tune in and listen and we can all be on the chat room and we can all just kind of connect and talk and what were you doing in 1985, what were you doing in 2000, but then in the next breath we share conversation on how we can help our careers, what are you doing with your kids for Halloween, what are you doing for Christmas. I mean, that's like life and that is so much fun. So every single day you guys love tuning in to me, but I actually consider it a privilege to be able to come to you all every single day, live and in living color, just kind of share some good news, give some inspiration, give a motivational word,
and really just, I always say, help us be better us's. I opted not to end the show, to extend the show, because we're having so much fun. I think maybe we'll do this again next week. You know, I don't know. I just had a great time today, and we all have to get back to work, everybody. Just remember that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and wherever you are, God is. Play a commercial for 1 minute, please. Oh, okay. You guys are, all right, let me go into the, oh, my goodness. All right. I'll throw something on. You guys are too funny. All right. How about this one, everybody?
Yo, EMD.
Yeah, what's up, man?
They know that girl they call Roxanne. She's all stuck up.
Why you say that?
Cause you wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. Man, she was walking down the street, so I said, hello, I'm Kango from the CFO. And she's so cool. Baby, don't you know I can sing rap dance in just one show? Cause I'm Kango, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater. From beginning to end and to beginning, I never lose because I'm all about winning. But if I was to lose, I wouldn't be a thief. Cause I'm not a gambler, I don't bet. I don't be in no casino. And baby, play a nimble. The Eli is the grizzly killing. So I want you to be a friend, give me deep rap. I thought I had a friend, cause I'm a sinister trap. I thought it'd be a piece of tree, but it was nothing like that. I think that's what I keep a thing, it ain't that right, black. This is goodbye to Jesus, and see this, I'm a wizard. Chrisley with my computer, a bitch, I just like a teaser with a bang, bang, brother, I feel bad. But I ain't committing suicide for no crap. Calling her a crap is just a figure of speech. Cause she's an apple, a pear, a plum, and a peach. I thought I had it in the palm of my hand. But man, no man, if I was grand, I'd bang Roxanne. Can't you understand?
Roxanne.
I wanna be your man.
Yo, Kango, I don't think that you're dense, but you went about the matter with no experience. You should know, she doesn't need a guy like you, she needs a guy like me, with a high IQ. And she shakes for my rap, cause my rap's the best. The educated rapper MD will never fess. So when I met her, I wasted no time, but stuck up Roxanne, baby, don't mind. She thought my name was Barry, I told her it was Gary. She said she didn't like it, so she chose to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry, my baby she would carry. And if she had a baby, his name's the baby Harry. Her mother's name is Mary, which is really quite contrary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say he's scary. She lives in Miami, her father's a fairy. His wife's a secretary, his son's in the military. To force him to Olympic, yes, it wasn't voluntary. His daughter's name is Sherry, his son's a Tom and Jerry. Sherry had the flu, but it was only temporary. Back in January, or was it February? But every time I think this rhyme, it makes me kind of weary. It's only customary to give this commentary. Some say it's bad, some say it's legendary. You're such an all you want to try your local library. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I received was a pat on my back. That's what you get. It happened to me. Ain't that right, Mixed Master I-C-E? You had a rope, you thought you were cupid. But EMD, your rap was plain stupid. I know you're educated, but what will you learn? Not all girls want to be involved with bookworms. You gotta be stronger when you can't resist. So educated rapper, huh, bust this. Since she's a new girl around the block, I had to let her know I was a debonair doc. I said I'd like to speak with you if I can. And if I'm correct, then your name is Roxanne. She said, how'd you know my father is getting around? Right now, baby, you're the talk of the town. Please let me walk you to the corner. My rap will be brief. She said, I've seen you before. You look like a thief. I said, me, the doc, a hood, a rock. Running around the street, robbing people on the block. Nah, that's not my style. The crime, I'm not related. As far as I'm concerned, I'm too sophisticated. Then it seems I got too, because she cracked a smile. That let me know my rap was once for a while. You said, you call yourself a doctor. I said, listen, you better explain to me really what doctors must do. I said, this is very simple, cause I don't say this every day. It's a major medical field the doctor must play. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. In fact, that ain't you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery, and pathology of disease caused the change of the body. She said, ooh, that's very unique. Gave me her number and kissed me on the cheek. She said she had to go, but she'd be back by 8. She told me call at 9 to arrange a date. Did you take her to the beach? That's what we planned. But she stood me up. Roxanne, Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne, I wanna be your man. Roxanne, Roxanne,
and here's our game plan.
The beat is here,
so we will reveal it.
And this is the song,
then Roxanne, feel it.
It's your girl, Cy Brown. Today is Monday, November 3rd, and today I just took us back. We had a little flashback, and I put most of the stuff that we talked about today in the chat room, so check it out on CyBrown.com. To Dropping Seed, How Elegant, The High Road, True View, Annie, Biomed, Byline. Everybody, thank you for logging on to the chat room. Listen to the show live weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We just wound down the show, if that sounds right, wound down. We just winded down or wound down the show with Roxanne, Roxanne. I think that was 1984. I was actually still in middle school when that song came out. But I just want to say I love you all for listening. Thank you so much for tuning into Life Remixed Radio every single day, where, you know what, we rethink everything we know to be as successful as we can and to live as successfully as we can. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you all right back here tomorrow where we have a special Election Day show for you. God bless, and stay tight, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.